Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Good day to Grenada, Caracou, Pity Martinique, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. I am Stanford Simon. It's a joy and pleasure to be with you. And as always, we take time to talk about what is happening within the Ministry of Finance here in Grenada, Caracou and Pity Martinique. Today I will be talking to Ms. Carrie Grenade. She'll be talking to us about the Oversight Committee. Do you know what the Oversight Committee is? I do not know myself, so I will find out, and I'm sure during the course of the discussion you too would have an understanding what the Oversight Committee is all about and what it does. In the midst of all of that, I do hope that we pull together ourselves, knowing that the responsibility that we have not only to ourselves but to our government is critical, but our government have responsibility to us. And so I hope we'll have a better understanding of the Oversight Committee. Take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I'll have my discussion with Ms. Carrie Grenade.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here today. And this is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Good day to you, Carrie Grenade.
Good day, Pastor Simon.
And how are you doing?
I'm quite well, thank you.
I'm sure that you've been working very hard within the Ministry of Finance.
Yes, I have been. Actually, I started in June. It is a two-year assignment. I've been seconded from the Caribbean Development Bank, just to assist with the Ministry of Finance, the policy, the macro policy unit in particular. So the Ministry of Finance is extremely happy to be sharing this positive news with our fellow Grenadians.
You were seconded from
Caribbean Development Bank
to come and work with the government of Grenada.
2 years,
to develop policies.
Yes, capacity building and technical support to the Ministry of Finance.
What we're going to be talking about today is one of the things that you are working on.
Yes.
What is the physical responsibility of the Oversight Committee, and explain to us what exactly is the Oversight Committee?
Yes, I'm happy to. As I said before, we are extremely happy to be sharing this positive news. The Fiscal Oversight Responsibility, the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee is a first not only for Grenada, but for the wider region. It is an independent, nonpartisan fiscal oversight agency with a task with a crucially important responsibility to monitor the fiscal performance, monitor and report on government's fiscal performance. So in essence, this is a fiscal watchdog, the first in Grenada. It has to monitor government's compliance with the fiscal rules that are stipulated in the fiscal responsibility law. And I could go through some of the rules with you.
Right. Let me, just for my listeners' purpose, explain what fiscal responsibility is.
Right. So fiscal responsibility really is binds the government to behave fiscally. So to speak.
To be properly.
Yes, fiscally.
Right.
Right? So it sort of is a mechanism that would embed fiscal discipline, right? It would promote good economic stewardship, good economic management. So a fiscal responsibility law, which came into force on the 1st of January 2016, is a law that does exactly that. It stipulates certain fiscal rules that the government must adhere to. And the overall objective really is to embed fiscal discipline, is to embed fiscal sustainability, not for their own sake, but to promote wider growth, economic growth and development, right? So we want good economic management, good public finance management, an overall good stewardship of the economy. And these rules that are stipulated in the fiscal responsibility law should do just that.
This law is already enacted.
Enacted. Came into force on the 1st of January 2016.
Yes. So now you are executing that law.
Implementing the law.
Precisely, okay.
Right?
Talk to us now about the responsibility now of that oversight committee.
Right. So before I do that, let me just tell you what some of the rules are.
Okay.
So for example, there is a rule that says that the government's wage bill, its wages and salaries, should not exceed 9% of GDP. That is one rule that the government must adhere to. There's another rule that says that its primary balance, which is the government's total revenue and grants, minus its primary expenditure, should not be less than 3.5% of GDP. There's another rule that says that our primary expenditure, which is the government's total expenditure, current expenditure and capital expenditure, excluding interest costs, should not grow by 2% in real terms every year. So there are explicit rules, right? There's another rule that says that our public debt should not exceed 60% of GDP. So there are some four explicit rules that clearly defined in the fiscal responsibility law that underpins government's fiscal policy and the conduct of fiscal management. So this Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee is going to monitor these laws, going to monitor the compliance with these rules. So every year, the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee has to prepare a report that must be laid in Parliament that monitors and assess the fiscal performance of the government. So the report will say, will monitor the government's compliance with the fiscal rules, will monitor the fiscal performance, actual fiscal outturns in terms of its current revenue, in terms of its expenditure, its public debt, vis-a-vis the what is laid out in the law, and report on this to the Parliament. It's an independent oversight fiscal body.
Who would have access to that report?
Right. So the report is laid to the Parliament. It is gazetted, and then it becomes public. So the first and for the first responsibility of the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee is to give its report. It's an independent assessment of government's fiscal performance every year to the Parliament. That would be gazetted, the report, and then it's made public.
Okay.
Right.
So the first time that
this is the first time in Grenada's history that this is that we have a Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee. So this is a really, really important reform, and it's an important institutional pillar that underpins our fiscal responsibility framework. And as I said at the beginning, it is the first in the Caribbean. Right? Grenada is the first independent country in the ECCU with a fiscal responsibility law, and second in CARICOM. Only Jamaica has a fiscal responsibility law. So this is really, really good. We are leading the way, really, in terms of fiscal governance.
Okay.
Right?
That was the first. You give us one of the responsibility. What are the others?
That is the main mandate. Just monitor the fiscal performance of the government and report to the Parliament.
Okay.
And it's an annual report. Every year they have to do this annual report. Every year they have to do this report that is laid to the Parliament. So it's just about monitoring and continuing to hold the government accountable to ensure that it is compliant with the rules set out in the fiscal responsibility law.
Let me ask this question. How will that committee be financed?
Right. There is a allocation in the annual budget to finance the operations of the Fiscal Responsibility Committee. Yes, but the committee is an independent committee. They have the autonomy and the latitude to organize their affairs as they see fit. It is not responsible to the government of Grenada at all. It is just responsible to lay in its report to the Parliament.
Right? So it is responsible to the Parliament?
Parliament.
If government decided they're not funding the committee because they have issues with the committee, what happens?
No, well, this is not a, the government did not appoint the committee members.
Right.
The committee members were nominated by the Privileged Committee of the Parliament, right, separate and apart from the cabinet of Grenada. So they're responsible to the Parliament. And of course, the government wants to ensure the credibility of its fiscal framework. It wants to be held accountable. So there would be no reason for the government not to fund this.
Well, I am speaking now of the person who may be asking the same question I am asking.
Yes.
What if government controlled Parliament? They control the cabinet and Parliament, and they have issues and problems with the committee.
No, the government is committed to fiscal responsibilities, committed to embedding fiscal discipline in its affairs, and the government will want to be held accountable, because it's to the people, it's the management of the people's and the public's resources.
Okay.
And so the government should not have any difficulty.
They should not have.
Yes,
but if they do have, does the committee have a way of dealing with it if they do have a problem with the committee?
Well, there would be a mechanism for discussion. Mm-hmm. You can discuss the report. I mean,
right.
You don't have to agree with everything that's in the report. Remember, the committee is an independent body
right.
with its own assessment.
Mm-hmm.
There may be disagreements with the officials in the Ministry of Finance also, and we can have a discussion, but the report of the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee will not change if there are disagreements
okay.
with
okay.
officials in the Ministry of Finance.
The report will be the report?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
What is the mandate of the committee?
Right. So as the Fiscal Responsibility Law, Section 14 of the law makes provision for the establishment of a Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee to do precisely what I just said, to monitor compliance with the fiscal rules,
mm-hmm.
to lay a report in Parliament on the performance of government, and to hold the government accountable for the fiscal performance, for its fiscal performance. The core mandate is really a monitoring and reporting role.
Who are the members that make up this unique committee that would hold government responsible, which is an oversight committee?
Right. So the committee, again, as stipulated in the Fiscal Responsibility Law, comprises of five experts skilled in different areas. And these areas are accounting, public management, accounting, law, economics, and public administration,
mm-hmm.
right? There are four local experts which have been nominated by the Privileged Committee of Parliament and one regional expert. The four local experts are Mr. Richard Duncan,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Angus Smith,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Sabina Gibbs, and Mr. Adrian Hayes. And the one regional expert is Ms. Zana Badad. She's a senior economist from the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank.
Right. So those could you just repeat the names for us?
Richard Duncan,
mm-hmm.
Angus Smith,
mm-hmm.
Sabina Gibbs,
mm-hmm.
and Adrian Hayes. And the regional expert is Ms. Zana Badad, who is a senior economist from the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank.
Okay.
And these five people were nominated by the Privileged Committee of Parliament. Four on the advice of the Director of Audit, that's the four local experts, and one on the advice of the Governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank.
Right. Will these people receive a salary?
No, it's not a salary. Perhaps there will be some remuneration being on the committee, but not a salary per se.
How did you go about choosing, how did they go about choosing the members to sit on that committee?
Well, first of all, the law stipulates the skilled areas, for example,
mm-hmm.
as I said, accounting, business management, public administration, law and economics. So the Privileged Committee will look around Grenada and see who are competent people enough, who are credible enough to sit on this independent, non-political or apolitical independent oversight committee. And so they came up, they had their meeting and decided that these people, they would nominate these people. They would make a recommendation to the Governor General because the Governor General has to officially appoint them
mm-hmm.
on the recommendation of the Privileged Committee of Parliament. So they met and, you know, came up with a few names and then decided among themselves that these would be the four best people to sit on the committee.
Mm. So you have the Oversight Committee and you have the Privilege
mm-hmm.
Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the Privilege Committee?
Privilege Committee comprises of a subcommittee of the Parliament, of the Senate and the House. So these two subcommittees came together, chaired by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, co-chaired by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and the President of the Senate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's called the Committees of Privileges of Parliament, made up of the Senate and the House.
Mm-hmm.
So they came together among themselves and nominated these people,
mm-hmm.
right?
Have you had a first meeting of your committee?
Right.
What was it like pulling together? These are five different persons from different backgrounds. Could you give us an insight of what it was like meeting and be able to put the wheel in motion
mm-hmm.
to get your work done?
Right. So there was the Ministry of Finance conducted an orientation seminar for the committee members on Wednesday of this week, just to prepare them officially to execute the roles and responsibility of the committee as stipulated in the Fiscal Responsibility Law. So we did some presentations, we went through the provisions of the Fiscal Responsibility Law, we went through some reporting requirements as to how they could conduct their affairs to meet their responsibility to deliver this report this report, which is due in November this year. Their first report of the 2016 performance of the government is due in November 2017. Okay.
November 2017. Yes, that's not a lot of time.
No, that's not all that. That's why we had the orientation seminar, just to get them up to speed, really, to go through everything that they would need to make sure that they're able to execute, to deliver that report by the deadline of November.
Mm.
Right? So it was really good. I mean, the people are happy to serve the country. I mean, because, as I said, it's the first ever in Grenada and that's the first good. In the region. So they were quite elated and they're quite happy to be on this committee, to be holding the government accountable and monitoring the government's performance. And they are quite competent in their various areas. It's a complementary of skills. We have a lawyer, we have somebody in accounting and somebody with economics background. So it's a good complementary of skill. I mean, excited, really, that this is going to be a very, very good, strong, sound committee.
Committee.
Yes.
What role are you playing now as the committee is being formed? What role are you playing representing the Caribbean Development Bank? What role are you playing?
Well, I mean, my capacity really is advising the Ministry of Finance and the Macroeconomic Policy Unit. So we're really just playing a facilitating role, really, to help the committee members with whatever data that they will require, information that they require, pointing them to different resource persons. We are really a liaison between the committee and the wider public sector. We are not directly involved in the report because they're reporting on the Ministry of Finance performance. So there has to be a separation between the Ministry of Finance and the committee. But I mean, clear separation. But we're still facilitating because this is the first committee, first ever. So we're playing that facilitatory role, really. So we're in contact with the members, helping them to get the data, the information, whatever questions they have, because they have a lot of questions, and rightly so, because this is the first time.
Right.
So we're helping them, you know, answering their questions and pointing them in different areas where they can get additional support and stuff.
So what, why is this committee important to Grenada, this oversight committee? Explain to us, because one may ask, why is that important to us? We have been running the country for so long and we've been getting things done. Why do we need this oversight committee?
Right. So I think the two keywords, transparency and accountability. The management of the public financial management is about managing the people of Grenada's resources. There are a lot of competing priorities. The resources are scarce. And so the resources have to be channeled effectively and efficiently in different areas so that as many Grenadians as possible can benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So that is an awesome responsibility of the government. So the government has to do that in a way, in a very efficient, cost-effective, transparent way. And somebody needs to monitor how government is performing. Mm. And that is the crucially important role of the Fiscal Oversight Committee, to monitor government's performance. There are fiscal rules that are binding in law that the government must adhere to. That committee will report every year to the people of Grenada. The government of Grenada has or has not been meeting its responsibility under the Fiscal Responsibility Law. So this monitoring and reporting, not just monitoring, but reporting to the public is crucially important. And they say it is a new era in fiscal transparency, in fiscal credibility, because you want the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee will be commenting on the budget as well, on the performance of the budget, whether or not the government met its targets or not. And so this whole era of transparency is a first for Grenada and the region. And this committee has a crucially important responsibility to make sure that they are reporting independently and fairly to the public every year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is really, really important.
As I come to the end of talking with you, I am reflecting on the past 40 years that we've had and not have had such a committee to be able to give the people a report on how government is running their affairs.
Mm-hmm.
You wait till the budget.
Right.
And pretty much the government tell you what they have done and what they intend to do.
Mm-hmm.
This committee, which have been put forward with the help of the Caribbean Development Bank.
No, it's not the help of the Caribbean Development.
Not the help.
No. This is totally government of Grenada.
This is the government of Grenada.
Yeah,
so this is a committee which have been put forward by the government.
Parliament
itself.
Yes, Parliament.
And ask for the help. Is that be the help of...
No.
So it's just the government and you being here facilitating and helping.
Working along with the team.
Working along with the team to make it happen.
Yes.
In putting forward the responsibility that we have, it means then that the people of Grenada can question the report, or they can question government fiscal responsibility?
Yes, yeah, so the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee, when it lays its report in Parliament, it can hold a press conference and report on the and its findings to the public in a press conference. There's nothing precluding the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee from doing that. So there is scope for the committee to engage the media, to engage the public through the media. That is there. They can do that. And we would welcome that, actually. So once they lay their report in Parliament and they fulfill their legislative responsibility to do that, they can hold a press conference and engage the public through the through a media briefing to discuss their findings and their recommendations and so forth.
Very good. I mean, I am Claire, and I'm sure my listeners are Claire. Is there anything else you want to just share with us as we conclude this time?
Just to say that Grenada, as Grenadians, we should be really, really proud of our fiscal responsibility law, which is the first in the ECCU and the second in Caribbean, and the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee, which is the first of its kind in the region. I mean, this is a real new era and a new paradigm in fiscal responsibility and good governance, and we should all be proud of that. Yes, thank you very much.
I agree. Yes. I agree. Folks, you have been listening there to the discussion I have with Ms. Carrie Greenidge, the Caribbean Development Bank, but a Grenadian, and here seconded to the government, and have been helping put together, working with the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee, helping us to be focused on what we have to do and government responsibility. And Skari, thank you so much for sharing, for talking, and at least I'm happy that you explained it in such a way. I am clearer on what it's all about, and my listeners, I'm sure, are very happy.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
All right, folks, you have been listening there to Ms. Carrie Greenidge. She has shared with us about the Fiscal Responsibility Oversight Committee here in Grenada, the first in the Eastern Caribbean. And so we must be proud of that. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for joining me again. This is Inside Finance. I want to wish you a very blessed, enjoyable, and fulfilling day. Join me here next week at the same time. We do this all over again. Go to the website sgbcgrenada.com and also to the government website, and this program will be uploaded there. God blessing you and your family. Look forward to joining you next week at the same time right here on Inside Finance.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us, because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.